Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, buying local always important, and you've been talking more about that lately, and some more options for getting some local produce.
Right. So we've been highlighting a little bit about the benefits of choosing local foods. We know that it is a great support of the local economy and some of our small farmers. It supports the environment, helps build great community connections, reduces food waste, maybe helps save you a little bit of money, and helps get you delicious, more nutritious foods that are grown closer to your home. So we know the benefits of local foods, and we've talked a little bit about those. We've had a couple lunch and learn programs in both Lynn and Miami County about local foods. And today I just wanted to continue that conversation a little bit and highlight some of our farmers markets and community-supported agriculture opportunities, as well as online ordering opportunities from some of our farms in Lynn and Miami County. Now, my disclaimer is I am not covering every single grower in Lynn and Miami County. I'm highlighting the ones that I know of, and every day I'm learning more about something new that's happening. So there may be a farm that I don't mention that you know about, and I would love to hear about that farm so that I can help promote them as well. As far as farmers markets go, in Miami County, Paola and Lewisburg both have official farmers market hours and locations. Paola is Saturdays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the location is South Silver Street, and they run from June to September, about the end of September, 51 South Silver Street in Paola. Lewisburg is also on Saturdays, but instead of Saturday evenings, as in Paola, it is Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., and they also run from June to September. The location of the Lewisburg Farmers Market is 2nd Street and Mulberry. Down in Lynn County, we have farmers markets in Parker, Lacine, and Mound City. In Parker, it's at Heritage Park, and Heritage Park is located at 119 Woodward in Parker, and they do Tuesday evenings from 5 to 7 p.m. this summer. Lacine's is a unique one because it's located in the library. They have a big room, a big meeting room in the library that they open up every other Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. And the Lacine Library is located at 209 North Broadway. And then Mound City has a farmers market Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. at the amphitheater. That's at 418 Main Street in Mound City. So a lot of opportunities in both Lynn and Miami County for farmers markets. There's also a thing called CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture. This is a direct marketing partnership between local farmers and consumers where, as a consumer, you can buy a certain share or subscription from that farm, and then you're guaranteed a certain amount of produce or product through that growing season. And so some places in Lynn and Miami County, Rocky Sun's Farm, located near Parker, has that opportunity. Hedgewood Farms near Paola does CSA. There's also a Hidden Mesa Farm in Miami County and a Rolling Prairie Farmers Alliance in Miami County. And all of those you can Google. I don't have the specific addresses ready on those, but they're easy enough to find online. And then just another way that you can support local, besides the farmers market or the CSA opportunities, are there are some farms that you can order online from and or give them a call. There's a Castle Farms, which is located down here in Linn County near Pleasanton, Five Mile Farms, which is located near Lacine, and then the Carter James Ranch. And all of those have websites. If they're easy enough to Google, CarterJamesRanch.com, FiveMileFarms.com, and CastleFarmFreshMeats.com. So lots of great ways to shop locally. There's also a great website called Shop Kansas Farms. And you can go to ShopKansasFarms.com, and they have a great map of the state of Kansas where you can pull up the map and see what's near you, see what opportunities to buy local are near you. So that's a great tool to use as well. So as the summer goes on, lots of great produce and local buying opportunities for not only produce but also proteins, pork, beef, etc. So take advantage, know what's around you, and support our local farms.
Keep supporting local, tons of lovely options to get connected. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agents Lauren Gamble.